Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
O Subratne, dedicated girl, will you increase my bliss by falsely and angrily quarreling with the Lord of your heart, being supported by your girlfriends, who are expert in helping you in your loving tricks, while you play the flower with your game. O Subrate, dedicated girl, will you increase my bliss by falsely and angrily quarreling with the Lord of your heart, being supported by your girlfriends, who are experts in helping you in your loving tricks, while you play the flower picking game? Commentary. In this verse, Sri Raghunath perceives Swamini's flower picking pastime. You are picking flowers with your crooked and rasika girlfriends. This means that in Raj, no one deals with Krishna in a simple or submissive way. This is called Bhamya Bhava. And in this mood, the erotic sweetness of the Yugala Kishore becomes crystallized. Therefore, the words rasa kutila are used. So this mode is called Bhamya Bhav. And in this mode, the erotic sweetness of the Yugala Kishore becomes crystallized. Therefore, the words rasa kutila are used here. They will quarrel with Shyam over picking flowers. I know you are Subhadra. You are dedicated to the vow of delighting Shyam. When will you delight me by engaging in such false and crooked quarrels? Subrata means a girl who is dedicated to the cause of making the Lord of her life happy. That is the best vow. There is no greater wow than that in the whole world. Prema means thinking, how can I make Krishna happy? And the Vraja Sundaris are in the highest class of lovers that are endowed with Mahabhava, which is the quintessence of prema. Premera Paramasara Mahabhavachari. The minds and senses of those who are endowed with Mahabhava are saturated with Mahabhava.
What is meaning that Mahabhava is the name of Radhika? Bhav is the feeling. And bhav is the feeling, and mahabhav is the highest feeling. So, Radhika, one of the names is mahabhav, because she has a highest feeling to understand his lover, Krishna. So she knows that he is charged with the glorification. So, some Bhamme Bhav he need. Bhamme Bhav means that some fighting should be there. Some quarrel should be there. How to quarrel with him? How to say bad to him? How to say you are not good person? You cannot stop me. Krishna says, I am the gardener. Why are you picking the flower from my garden? Go from there. He said, the Radhika says, you are the gardener and I am the... Who I am? I am the queen of Vrindavan and I am the boss of this garden. And you are working for me. So this type of discussion going on. So Radhika's maid servant like to listen this. They enjoy to do that. Then Krishna say, I'm a gardener. Okay, you are a gardener. But who is the boss of this garden? I don't know. Krishna say, I don't know. I'm a gardener only. I have to maintain this garden. So my Swami is the boss of Vrindavan and this is her garden and you are working in her garden. So you are on the garden. So this type of discussion makes the associate of Radhika very happy and Krishna also becomes very happy.
Mahabhava consists of the greatest nectar.
This is the Mahabhava consists with the greater nectar. What is greater nectar? What nobody normal person can do. Some abnormal person has to be to do that. Very high position. You see, you are in Purushya. You are in your country. You worship God. But here, in Vrindavan, you come, you know, see this mode. You see here different mode. They worship Radhika. They are meditating in Radhika. You are worship to Krishna, yet they are thinking for Radhika. What a change is this? Not surprising? That change, when you go more deep to understand Radha, then you see this battle, fight, angerness of her is only to please Krishna. He wants to give the different taste. One person comes to you and you give only sweet to him, sweet to him. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week. After that he will say, you have other than sweet or not? He said, I have a variety of sweet I make for you because you are very high. No, no, I need some sour, salty thing to you. So this nature is to test different mood. Krishna also wants to test these different feelings. Only glorification we don't like. So this Mahabhava understands, this time my lover wants some fighting. Some I have to anger to make him happy. Lovers abide their fight to increase the love. It's no base, other thing is behind that. One day you listen, hand is denying, no, no touch me, you see the picture, no touch me, but I is telling, sure touch me, not only touch, impress me, you see, no touch me, but I say, embrace me, what you are doing, so slowly. So, the two feelings in one place. One said, no, let's do, yes, quick. This no is not no. Meaning quick, you are late, so for that I say no. You are foolish. He said to Krishna, you are fool. So she made anger that takes time in between both of them to please to Radhika, to Vrindavan. It's also a test how to become angry when you take time to please. And that the money is the gopis, they want to see, the friends of Radhika want to see this, how they please each other. And how she denied, but the eyes is telling yes. They phone a cab driver, mother cab driver.
Mahabhava.
This is Mahabhava. One is Bhav and the space of Mahabhava. I guess we have no feeling. Sometimes feelings come. That feelings should increase with Mahabhava. This Mahabhava is Radhika. By her association, by her becoming maid servant, become friend of her, we develop this way of Mahabhava. Understand? Vrindavan is why important for to increase, associate with Mahabhava, to develop little Bhava. Mahabhava is highest feeling. Little less feeling will come to me, my life will change.
Mahabhava consists of greatest
nectar. This cannot feel. Why? Because no feeling in this. Material life make you table and chair without no feeling of the table and chair. We are human, we have a feelings. But we practice to be without feelings, without relation. For what? Aprender?
Aprender.
Aprender?
Yeah. Yeah. But feelings is not just a bodily consciousness?
Oh. Feeling from the bodily consciousness is one thing. It's good. How I will know about feeling? Feeling exists, how I will know? Then this body will feel, then you can feel with your spiritual soul feelings, divine feelings. But this condition, we practice even the body no feelings and no my spiritual identification feelings. No feeling, feelingless. This body of the table not feeling. And he has no soul, so inside not feeling. So outside covering is of my plastic. If we cannot feel, how my inside will feel? Because we don't want to go in relation, because the relation will make me bindings. Are they binding? Jesus was not related with his father? No, I asking to you, Jesus was not related with his father? That was no feeling to him? What type of feeling was that? Son, he was in son consciousness to feel father. That son means the soul. Father means super soul, super alma. Alma, right? Feelings. And I forget my existence that I am a soul. Then what I will feel? Senses, my body and mind. So we become feelingless. We try to do without soul, without alma, we become feelingless. Because material cannot feel it. I forget my existence of the soul. And I block myself to forgetness of my soul. Then only mind is working like a computer. Everything is wrong. Everything is doubtful. Everything is bad. No feeling. You see the church? They say faith. If you have no faith, you are hopeless. Hopeless. Faith makes you to hope. And hope makes you to love. And love makes you to bring to the God. The basic faith is not there. Then we are the hopeless case. We cannot understand Jesus. What about Krishna? If we cannot understand soul, how I can understand super soul? His father. I cannot understand soul, I cannot understand how I will understand Father, the Super. Supreme. That's the problem. You want to deviate from the reality. That is our suffering. We suffer because of that. We become feeling less, less and less. And that's a hopelessness. There is no hope in my life. And the hope can bring you to the light. Divine love, pure love. Because hope will believe, will develop faith that soul also exists. You are a spirit of God. You are living identity. You know this. I have one question. When I was child, you was child, baby, born, mother say you, he is your father. You faith or not? You believe that he is my father or not? But honestly, mother know that he is not your father. And he is your father. Mother knows, but when he says, he is your father, you agree or not? But this hiding thing, mother knows that your fool is your father. Right or not? Close the AC from there. That. So, faith is very important, even for the father, then he becomes your father. Faith is important for the soul, then you will see the soul. Everything based on faith, if faith is not there, hopelessness is there. Honestly, mother knows who is your father. But when he points and says, father is this, I agree that whole life is my father. And after 30 years, mother says, no, 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 he is not your father. This man is your father. Then what will happen to you? Mountain will break down to your head. You will become hopeless. Or not? This we are doing. We never believe that soul is existing. That day also one mother is telling, now, as a guru, somebody is guiding you and you don't believe that. Ho gaya? Amitabh. This is the basic faith. Then feeling will come. If there is no faith, no feeling will come. You start feeling like a child to father or not? What happened to Jesus? He identified his soul like a child and he identified God like a father. Right or not?
Jesus, he never suffered.
He never suffered.
He never suffered?
No. Who said that suffered?
Sometimes when I listen to this, I think that relationships are also suffering and complicated.
That is the problem. We want to be hopeless for life. We want to suffer, but we don't want to suffer in love. Two types of suffer. I suffer without in ignorance. And one, I suffer for the love. One is mad for the sense enjoyment, and one is mad for the spiritual development. Which madness is good? So, what suffering is good? If you see from your eyes that Jesus is suffering, why I will suffer like this? Then you will be not lover. You will see Radhika is also suffering without Krishna. Why I will follow Radhika? Then you will suffer more for the material thing. And you will never get love in your life. Yes, I have to suffer, I will love. I will suffer like a Radhika for Krishna. That is the meaning of love. What is the use of life? I will become mad for like that. उसको समझा देना अन राइट है ना
So, only we can choose our suffering.
Yeah, choose your madness. Which type of madness is it? Right or not? Correct. Hopelessness, madness is good. A hopeful madness is good. I never see anyone. I see a mad person. Mad for sex, mad for money, mad for these people, self-interest people. And one, I see the mad for the service, mad for the loving nature, mad for this. Madness, both side madness. Jesus was also mad. He was very crazy. Unamad. Love make you mad. If love meant no make you mad, then you have not relished the love. You are in neutral position, you are not in real position. Nowhere. And what is the use of this life if I know that is the madness in love? So, wasting your time. for zero. For nothing. Coming and going, coming and going, taking birth. Sometime animal, sometime dog, sometime pig, sometime cow, sometime, and they cut and eat. You cut and eat, they cut and eat. It's the same thing. It will go on and on if you not become mad. You not reach to Mahabhava, you will be again and again like to come and go.
Mahabhava consists of the greatest nectar.
This is the greatest nectar. Are you? One thing I ask from you. Jesus was spiritual or religious? What is the difference between religious?
No relation.
Huh?
No relation.
Huh?
When people are religious, they don't have personal relation.
Loudly.
They don't have personal relation.
So they are religious. And who is in personal relation, they are?
Spiritual.
Understand? And they have to become mad. I make you mad. Today I will make you mad. I will steal your lover and I will hide for 10 days like this. What will happen to you? Huh? No, you will go to police. The sadhu is still my lover. You will forget that you have some relation because you have madness. Mad, you will become mad. This madness is love. When I will not understand in this material body, how I can give to the God? Jesus understands. And he said, no, this is the Old Testament no working. I will make New Testament of love. That you practice and that is the easiest way. Understand? One is Vaidhi Bhakti, one is Raga Bhakti. Now, they don't want to go in Raga Bhakti, so they become Buddhist. Areva, for what? Zero. Jesus brings so much love to you and you want to be a zero. Craziness.
It's quiet.
Nothing. Quiet also is the meaning. You are nothing, you are zero. You are empty. But the room is all full. But I say, I practice to zero. What type of practice you do for zero? When you are full material thing, you have to stay in zero all the time, outside, inside.
Awesome
man. Huh?
Awesome man. Oh, this is crazy.
Somebody says, soham. Like you, I want to become like you, Shiva. Nobody can do this. You know, this lingam. What is this? This is the linga. Is it? Linga means ling, you know what is linga? And down is a yoni, the female part, private part. And the upper is the male part. this is lingam, that is lingam in Hindi. Shivam lingam is not face. Right or not? And down is the female part, Shakti part. They are always in union. Non-stop. And in that stage also, Shiva is in meditation of Rama and Krishna. Who can be like that? So, huh? I will become like Shiva? Are you? If I become his servant, then I can become like a Ramana, Kansa. And if I don't ask material thing, then really he will make me bhakta. What he do, he meditate, he will give this and that. This is Shiva desire. No place in the India you will see the worship like Shiva in Vrindavan. Every temple has Shiva Linga. Go see everyone. Go to Nandagam. All Krishna temples Shiva Linga will be there. Why? Huh? Oh, you enter in Radha Kund Shiva Linga. First you have to worship. You come to Vrindavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev. Why? He is the door keeper. He opened the door of ignorance. He removed your ignorance, you can enter in Krishna Bhakti. He will close, then you will enjoy your senses only, that's it. You don't know more than that. And when he will open this door of ignorance, you will enter easily. All Krishna devotee worship Shiva, that you take out my ignorance and give the meditation in my life like you, that I can also become devotee. You are the Adi Guru. You will show me the way. Amma was there. She bring me there. Right? And the whole of time she is singing the only about Krishna. Right or not?
Yes.
Only Krishna. Because when she come in the bhav of Ma Yashoda. She starts feeling Mother Yashoda herself. I am a mother of Krishna. And she start doing that. She's a very elevated soul. So she starts singing only the Krishna songs, beautiful songs. Everybody, all Brajavasis are crying to see, oh Yashoda Ma, oh Yashoda Ma, they are doing right or not? You remember? All they want to hug Ma Yashoda. Oh Ma, like this. And she said, every year she will come to Vrindavan. He said, why you forget your Gopal? He said, no, no, no. I will come every year to Vrindavan. I cannot forget.
What's her name?
Huh? Amma. Huh? Amritana. Amritana. Anandamayi Ma. He said, I become Ma because of Gopal. He makes me the universal Ma. You see the Amritananda 15 years old picture, he is playing with Gopal. Without Gopal, nothing works. love can move with Gopal, with Krishna. He inspired you to understand that you are the soul. Give a swarup hoy nitya Krishna das, your soul nature to love. How you can block this love? I will steal all your blockage. He steals the blockage, he steals the cloth, means blockage. I block myself with the cloth. He says, I will steal this block. What? He steals the butter. What is butter? Your love is the butter. He says, you give to the others. This love is only for me. Then he goes to the house of the Brajavasi and he steals the butter. Butter means the love of your life. How you can give to others? You call me and you are distributing to others. Go on.
Mahabhava consists of the greatest nectar and helps the mind to return to its constitutional position.
What? Return to your constitutional position, to the soul. Soul has a form. Like Jesus returned to his constitutional position as a son. I have to return myself in my constitutional position like a Radha Dasi. I want to be a servant of Radha. This is my constitution.
Srila Vishnu Chakravarti writes, in Ananda Chandrika, commentary on this verse. Manasvam svarupam nayet mahabhavatakam eva manasya mahabhavat parthakena manaso na kirtir iti artakam. Mahabhav helps the mind to regain its constitutional position.
Yeah. This is the goal of life. How to understand my constitutional position that I am a living soul. Mahabhava's goal is this. How you become living? You become totally material, you have a living feeling gone. You have no love, because you have no living feeling. And Mahabhava gives this mercy to alive yourself in your position constitutional and try to live. You are not a living thing made like a table. Love can make you to live. Behind love, you do everything. If there is no love, it is a material. And when love is there, you start living. You feel that you are here living in your position. You realize your truly conscious position. Who are you? It makes you open to understand.
Mahabhava helps the mind to regain its constitutional position. Mahabhava helps the mind to regain its constitutional position.
Yeah, regain. Forgetness, regain. You forget your constitutional position. Love will regain you. give your living life to regain your right position.
This means that the mind of the girls who have Mahabhava are entirely consisting of Mahabhava. The mind has no more separate existence from Mahabhava.
My separate existence makes me sorrow. If I go out from the Mahabhava, out of the love, feeling, without feeling.
The senses act according to the mind's direction, and in this way, the senses of the Vrajasundaris also consist of Mahabhava. Therefore, it is logically proven that all the activities of their senses are dedicated to and dominated by Krishna. All the Vrajasundaris have Mahabhava, but Sri Radha is Mahabhava Swarupini herself. She consists of nothing but Mahabhava, from the tips of her beautiful thumbnails unto the top of her head. It is certain that Krishna is greatly delighted and controlled by each of her physical and sensual acts. Hence, no one in the world is more worthy of the name Subrata than her. In his Stavamala, Srila Rupa Goswami has nicely described how Sri Radhika picks flowers in the forest. Indeed, his descriptions of this pastime are unrevealed in the kingdom of sweet rasa. In the morning time, Sri Radhika feels morose, sad. She doesn't feel like performing her household duties, and her mind is restless. She goes out into the forest. On the pretext of getting water for her ritual worship, eager to see lotus-eyed Mohan, Rupa Manjari secretly follows her to the bank of the Yamuna. Srimati walks very far until she catches Mohan's bodily fragments, and thinking that he is in the forest, she proceeds towards him like a thirsty sheep bee. When she sees Krishna standing there, dressed like a forester, she starts picking flowers just to catch his attention. Shyam notices her and says, "Who is that girl destroying the beauty of the forest by picking all the flowers here? How beautiful you are!" Sri Radhika, seeing Mohan with his forehead beautified by Gurachana pigments, frowns her eyebrows. Radhika, who is called Pamini, a powerful girl, pulls at her blue garment and thus conceals her limbs, hides her limbs. How wonderful are her movements. She takes some distance from Mohan and hides herself between the huge jasmine creepers on the bank of the Jamuna. Mohan follows her as if he is bewitched by some mantra and says, "You are always coming here to pick flowers, and then, after cruelly breaking all the tender sprouts and destroying the beauty of the forest, you hide yourself. Who are you?" Srimati replies, Srimati replies, "Sadatra Chinumaha Rashunam Ajanavayam Hi Nirata Surabhi Bhajan Na Kopi Kurute Nishedha Rachanam Ki Madhya Tanushe Raga Labha Vachinam." Stavamala. One devotee poet has made a beautiful translation of this. Hearing this, Vinodini, Radha, anoints her smirky smile with the paste of fainted false anger and says, "Listen, O Kala, the black boy, how painful it is to see your behavior. It is like a great fire that burns us. We are dedicated girls, and our minds are always devoted to worshipping the sun god. We always come here to pick flowers, and we have never heard such good words before. Why do you speak such words today? This is not proper of you."
What? Who is telling?
Radhika.
Listen, again read. Try to understand, be meditate.
Hearing this, Vinodini Radha anoints her smirky smile with the paste of false anger and says, "Listen, O Kala, the black boy, how painful it is to see your behavior. It is like a great fire that burns us. We are dedicated girls, and our minds are always devoted to worshipping the Sangha. We always come here to pick flowers, and we never heard such rude words before. Why do you speak such words today? That's not proper of you." Rasaraj, Krishna, the king of relishes, says, "This is the doing of the bold king Cupid. Aren't you afraid of him?" "I understand that you have stolen many flowers and sprouts today. Oh, you golden flower thief, now I caught you. How will you be able to go home now?" "Oh, hey, is it your doing? Aren't you married girls afraid and ashamed to come to this forest every day, stealing leaves and flowers, breaking the straw. Oh, golden complexion, flower thieves, how will you escape now that I've caught you? You won't be able to run away. Rasal Sudhakara stays in hiding and witnesses Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Tender Swamini says in a false, harsh mood, Mahina or Tyaktapad, I know you are a rogue. We are worshipping the sun god. This forest is only for women. Men are not allowed here. Until now, no one has ever forbidden us to come here. Who are you? Didn't you learn any manners? Whose forest is this anyway? Mohan says, this forest belongs to King Cupid, who has entrusted it into my care. This king is very cruel, and it was very unfair of you to steal his flowers. Swamini says, there is no King Cupid here. You are the rock yourself, rogue. Queen Vraja does not know your pranks. In this way, their sweet quarrel goes on. But by quarreling with him in this way, Swamini became known as Subrata, a girl who is unflinchingly dedicated to Krishna's pleasure. Mohan feels boundless bliss when he tastes the sweetness of this quarrel. Sei bhava yukti dekhi radasya nayan sangam ahorte sukha paya koti hana chaitan chaitan. When I see Radha's face and eyes in this mood, I feel a million times more happy than when I unite with her. Finally, she enters the kunja with her prana nut and relishes all kinds of sweet pastimes with him there. When the vision disappears, Sri Radha anxiously prays as follows. O dedicated Radha, O sweetly speaking girl, O Empress of Vraj, you play blissful rasic pastimes with Giridhari, the lord of your life. And your crooked, playful, clever, and rustic girlfriends. During these funny nectarian festivals that are played on the crooked pretext of picking flowers, Vamshi Hari Krishna says, who is picking flowers in this kunja, stealing them from me? I've seen hundreds of thousands of women. I cannot even count them, and they are all equal in form and qualities. But amongst them, you, O Hemangini, golden-limbed Radhe, You are the crown jewel. That's clear to me. Because you are not afraid. This Kunja abode belongs to King Cupid. And I'm simply the Kunja's guard. How dare you break off all these freshly sprouting branches? I think it's completely crazy. On the order of King Cupid, I will teach you a lesson in a lonely cave, just as I wanted. Listen, O woman of Raj, I will take everything from your limbs. Hearing these clever words, Princess Radha replied. Outwardly, she showed anger, but inwardly, she was decorated with 20 ornaments of topmost ecstatic love from seeing Hari. O Sri Radha, Rajabala, seeing this intimate pastime, my mind becomes filled with joy.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.